How are you feeling so far?
I'm feeling great. We've got an incredible crew of folks here that have worked so hard the last 7 months, and of course we're waiting for the results, but it just feels really good to be surrounded by people that have worked so hard for the future of our city.
And it looks like very similar to what was happening last time. You have this very early, very pretty significant lead.
That was a significant lead. Our volunteers worked really hard to make sure that supporters knew they could vote over Thanksgiving weekend before.
And for you, I mean, what's this last push looked like?
This last push has looked like the push 4 weeks ago, to be honest. And this whole campaign is about meeting people where they're at, in coffee shops, at their doors, and having a conversation about the future of our community. And this weekend looked like every other weekend.
And I mean, for you, as far as kind of some of the last big issues, it seemed like there was a lot more attack ads, there was a lot more pressure coming up at the end here. What did that look like for you?
Yeah, you know, it was tough, but campaigns are tough. It wasn't like Boise, to be honest. It was really disappointing because we are a community that prides ourselves in being connected and kind and optimistic about our future, even when we're concerned. And I would have, of course, preferred to have seen a campaign that just focused on the future, but our volunteers stuck with that, I stuck with that, and I'm really proud of the job that we did in terms of keeping it classy and keeping it focused on the issues that matter to everyone around this community.
And I know earlier in the night, talking with Dave Beter, some folks, he had essentially said again what he'd said a lot of times, and that's, why didn't she debate me between then and now?
We had, was it 8 debates or 9 debates over the course of the campaign? And this has been one campaign. We answered lots of questions, same questions over and over again, as you saw. And honestly, it was, in some ways, our schedule was so tight because we had listening sessions, volunteers at the campaign every day. I was out knocking on doors, but also we wanted to make sure that this just didn't become more of a pageant than it looked like it was going to become with the politics that we saw the last couple weeks. And that there's no room for that or space for that in our community. We didn't need to see that in forums.
And for you, I mean, last time we talked, when it was early results coming in, you were extremely cautiously optimistic. How are you feeling at the moment?
You know, I feel incredibly grateful for the experience we've had, the opportunity I've had to get to know people of this city that I love so dearly even better. But of course, it's not over till it's over.
Right, absolutely. Is there anything else people should know right now in the middle of the night here?
In the middle of the night, anybody's welcome to come by. We're at the GEM Event Center on Banks Drive on the bench. You turn right underneath the washerwoman off Vista and you'll find us. It's a community event tonight.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you.